Hello, hello. It is Mindful Monday with Sophia, and I am Sophia. So welcome, welcome. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. I am so grateful to have you and grateful that you found me. Mindful Mondays. So the past couple weeks, I have been talking about how being mindful, being aware, is kind of part of my self-care practice. Just really tuning in to me, my body, my sensations, my feelings, what I'm needing. Sometimes it's to say no, sometimes it is to take a deep breath, sometimes it's to move. Just creating that sense of awareness, the mindfulness, and knowing like, hey, I need to take a break right now because I'm feeling extremely emotional, or whatever the case may be. So today I wanted to talk about nature and the effects of nature, I guess, maybe? The benefits of nature, maybe? I'm not really sure. All I know is nature. Nature is amazing. The last few years, I have had such an amazing, profound connection with nature. And it started pretty slowly, and anytime I would go into nature, I would just feel this overwhelming peace and connection, calm, a little bit of bliss maybe, serenity, just feeling, I don't know what the feeling is. I'm hoping that you can remember a time in your life that you know exactly what I mean while being in nature. And I'm also hoping that my words will come forward, and so you guys can just relate and connect and create a, what's the word? Not a schedule, but create a habit of getting into nature. It's one of the most amazing gifts I've given myself, or that I do give myself, is to be in nature. I used to be one of those people that hated winter, cannot stand it for a second. The cold bothers the heck out of me, and just begrudgingly let winter come and go and pass it by, and then just so embrace, spring a little bit and summer. Summertime is my jam. With the last couple of years, I have done my best to embrace winter and the cold. I'm feeling the most embracing of this year of winter, and just being like, it's time to settle in, it's time to retreat in, it's time to reflect, it's time to integrate, it's time to be as nature and just kind of let the things that don't work fall away and just embrace the gifts that I've received this year, along with all that I've learned, all that I'm teaching, all that I'm doing, and just kind of allow myself to be. A big part of nature to me is literally creating the habit to get out in nature, be with it, experience it, and creating a sense of connection with Mother Nature. Mother Nature is an amazing, amazing gift, an amazing support, an amazing being, I guess you could say. Mother Nature is incredible. And when we learn to be in her presence and allow her to share her gifts with us, it's amazing, astounding, magical. So the last couple weeks I have taken myself to the trees, to views that are my most favorite views, and to trees that are my most favorite trees. They're usually pine trees, and I'm not exactly sure which kind pine tree, because I know there's more than one kind, but they just have this most amazing feeling, and I just, my sense of adventure is kind of there. But it's mostly the connection that I am longing for, especially when something's been going on that week, or I don't know, I either go there right before something big happens, or I go there because I'm so depleted or so needing nurturing, and that's how I nurture myself, is by going to the trees and being in nature and just being. And I don't have to do anything but get there. And I just look around and I'm in awe. I am in so much awe of my surroundings, the trees and their roots and the systems, the leaves, the pine needles, the branches, the tall beings they are. I'm in awe. I'm literally in awe, and I sit there in wonder, and I just, I breathe and I be still. And it just reminds me that I'm okay. I have all that I need. And Mother Nature will give me all that I need. She just supports me, and I know she does. My feet on her soil, just leaning up against a tree, I feel so much support, and I feel loved, and I feel nurtured. I 100% do. When I get home from going to the trees, I feel like I've got so much energy, and I feel like I've been given the world. I feel amazing. I feel like I've just taken so many deep breaths that I'm on like this nature high, and I love it. I love to just sit in nature and just breathe and just give her my worries. What's going on? And or I leave my worries at the door, and I don't worry about them anymore, and that they've somehow transmuted or transformed into not that big of a deal, which I love. I love that about being in nature, that life's not that big of a deal. Like, it's not that serious. Kind of just being in awe and wonder is much more magical and can transform the heaviness. It can so transform the heaviness. I love to go to new places. I love to around my area. So anywhere I've lived, which is a lot of places in the last like 8 years, I like and oh, not even like, I love to find my little nook, my little place that just feels like heaven to me. And I kind of just be with it. I kind of create that sense of I belong right here in this spot and nothing else matters right now. And I love it. I love it. I love it. Especially just being a human in this busyness of the world right now. There's always doing, there's always what do we have to do next, there's always actions that we're always needed. There's always action that needs to happen, or we got to get this done, we got to get that done, blah, blah, blah. Just having a space where I can just view the trees and just sit and look at the leaves dancing, or the branches moving and wrestling, or the stillness of nothingness happening and I'm not needed. Oh, it just feels amazing. Feels amazing. Creating a connection with Mother Nature has been absolutely transformative to me. It's been one of my most favorite gifts that I've given myself. I know I've said that before. And it truly has. It truly has. When I feel like I am depleted, I have nothing else to give, and I don't like getting to that place. I don't like getting to that place, like, ever. And I know that's when I have given too much of myself and not given enough to myself. And that's when I go to nature. That's when I'm like, okay, cool. I know I have nature to give to me what I am needing, wanting, deserving, what I need most, what my heart is longing for. And the theme has been stillness, breath, and magic. That's always what it is. And also what I was saying, awe and wonder. And just being like, ah, oh, yes. Just feels so yummy. I love it, and I'm kind of right now reminiscing of my nature adventure I went on yesterday, and then one that I went on last week, and I love that I actually accidentally missed my Mindful Monday week 5, so I'm a little bit behind, and it's perfect because I went on 2 nature adventures that filled me up so much that I could be the mom that I needed to be to my kids who unexpectedly got sick and I needed to just nurture and care for them. And then to fill myself back up, I went on another nature adventure and I feel amazing and I can't wait to go on another one. And it's getting cold here in Reno. We're in November and it's getting cold. It's not warm out anymore. The sun feels amazing when it's on my skin and it's not warm out. So for me to just be enjoying nature for a couple hours yesterday in the trees was absolutely amazing. And it was really cool to see myself be okay with being cold. And part of me enjoying that part of the process of nature and what she is doing right now. She's hungering down for winter. She is just letting go of all the things that she doesn't need anymore. And that's another way that I view getting sick or being sick, like a cold or whatever is going on, a flu. I just envision my body releasing and letting go of and purging everything that I don't need. And that's kind of what it felt like my kids were doing. I got a little bit of a sickness, just a tiny bit, before them. And we just are letting go. And I just allow myself to remember that that's part of the process. It's part of the process to allow myself to let go. And that's okay. It's so okay. And sometimes it's easier than other times, and sometimes it's easier said than done. And I just give myself patience and I do my best to nurture myself in ways that I feel not just important but cared for. What makes me feel cared for? Being in nature is definitely at the top of my list. Just even sitting by a river and listening to the river water rush down is amazing. It just feels so good. And if I can't get in nature for some sort of reason, time restraint or whatever, responsibilities or whatever's going on, sick kids, I can't leave the house with them or without them or whatever, that's when I play like nature music on my phone. Either rain, water, somehow water just really fills me up. I like rain noises. I like ocean noises, ocean waves. I also like the river water rushing down the riverbed. It's just an amazing, I don't know, I just envision all my worries going down into the river and getting washed away, or the raindrops washing it away, or waves coming in and crashing on the shore and just breaking up all my worries and making them tiny that they don't feel so big anymore. Nature has an amazing way of taking our problems and our human problems, we think are problems, and transforming them into the most magical, magical experiences. My kids being sick isn't an awesome thing. No mom loves when their kids are sick. At least I have not heard of a mom loving their kids sick. And sometimes it's a way for me to look at, hey, like, we've been doing a lot, it's time to rest. Or it reminds me to just take care of myself. And hey, like, I am worthy and I am just as important as anybody else, and I get to take care of me too. It's literally not always easy as it sounds, as like me saying, like, yeah, I get to take care of myself, it's awesome. There's times where I'm like freaking out because I know I want to be taken care of, and I'm like, hey, what do I get to do to take care of myself in this amount of time, and that I will feel loved, nurtured, and important? What do I get to do? What do I get to hear? What do I get to feel? And I just go from there. I just go from what feels good right now, and I just allow myself the space to ask the question and then listen. And it's not always something I think that I need, but I always feel good. I always feel filled up. I always feel nurtured, embraced, supported, held. Mother Nature holds me. I know she does. Not just me walking on her soil and her earth and the rocks and the path. It's not just being held that way. It's almost an energetic hold. I feel a lot of thank you for being here. Thank you for seeing me, as she tells me, and then I say the same thing back. Thank you for holding me. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for giving me all that I need. And it's an amazing exchange of energy. It's amazing to be seen and felt by Mother Nature, and it's amazing for her to know that I see and feel her. She's real. She's the planet we live on. I feel the emotions come up because the connection that we have with Mother Nature is amazing. It is so amazing. Amazing is not even the correct word, I feel like. And I don't even feel like we've tapped into her full potential for how she embraces us, how she supports us. When I look at our ocean and how polluted it is, and when I look at the air and how polluted it is, and when I look at the garbage and how full it gets, and how we aren't being very smart inhabitants of this earth, I feel sad. I feel so sad. This can totally go into an environmentalist podcast, and I don't want it to get that way. And if you are feeling called to help the environment, to take care of the environment, there's super simple, easy steps to take. Using less plastics, using less garbage. Like, we are such users of garbage, and finding something that works for you is my answer for that, as well as picking up garbage anytime you see it. I'm most of the time really good about it, and sometimes I'm just like really annoyed and frustrated, and I'm like, I'm not gonna do that for this other person that did that. And so that kind of doesn't feel good either, to be like that. And that's when I like kind of snap myself out of it, and I'm like, hey, no, I am still an inhabitant of this earth, and Mother Nature needs me just as she needs anybody else. And if what I get to do to make a difference for her is to pick up garbage, awesome. Then I do my best to commit to that and to make that difference, even if it's just, you know, here or there, whatever. I do my best. I try to bring garbage bags everywhere I go. I used to do this really well, and I've gotten kind of out of the habit of it. And maybe this is my cue to start up again. We can all be Mother Nature's best friends. We all can, and she can be our best friend. She has supported me in some of the most trying, difficult times in my life. I will share one experience I had. It was about 3 years ago. We were about to move from Sacramento to Reno, and I was kind of digging my heels into the ground and not wanting to go and not wanting to do this move. We had moved like 4 times in the past 2 years, and I was just over it. And this was kind of a little bit of a bigger move, and literally just over it. And I dug my feet in the ground, and I said some things that I just was really feeling and weren't very nice things. And I had called up two of my favorite people ever in the world and mentioned that to them, like, what was going on, how I was feeling, blah, 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 blah. And one of them told me to be in nature. And I was like, I am in nature. I'm in the grass. I'm outside. Like, what more can I do? And she said, go to the water. Either stand in the water or be next to it, but you need to go to the water. And from then on, I have done my best to create a connection with Mother Nature, a relationship with Mother Nature, in a way that fills me and nurtures me, but also knows that that also makes a difference for her, like me picking up the garbage, but also me just connecting and creating a relationship. That's what she wants, in my opinion. And the amount of emotion that left my body and that I was able to move through in a pretty quick period of time, I would say about an hour, maybe two, but about an hour, that I felt whole, I felt complete, I felt good, I felt nurtured, I felt supported, I felt heard, and all by standing in the water. I went to a river in Sacramento, I think it was called the American River, and I just sat there and It was fun for my kids. They're little, 4 and 1 maybe, and they just played, splashed around, and that was fun to just be with them and to see them be kids. And I just allowed the river to wash away my feels, wash away what I'm feeling. Give nature what I'm feeling, because she can turn it around. She can transform it. She can transmute it into the most beautiful scenario, the most beautiful, amazing situation for me to move through that and to embrace a different adventure, a new adventure, a new experience. So my suggestion or my encouragement for you all who are listening, tuning in today, that you create a relationship with Mother Nature that you haven't had before. Create a habit, schedule it into your day, into your week, to sit with nature and give away your worries, and to also allow her to touch you, allow her to teach you. One of my friends gives offerings to nature, so if she takes anything from nature, whether it be pine sap, maple sap, or, oh my gosh, what else has she told me that she has taken? Those are the two that I'm thinking right now. Sometimes it can be a feather, sometimes it can be sticks or branches or whatever it is that you are removing from nature. She likes to give an offering. So that could be a crystal, that could be a piece of fruit or a nut, or it could be a feather in return, whatever it is to replace the energy. Don't just take and take and take, but also to give. I love this. She taught me this not too long ago, and I love this concept. So if you are going to nature and you want to give her an offering, whether it's the tree an offering of gratitude, it can also easily be a prayer. I'm being reminded right now, like a prayer of gratitude, a thankful heart, leaving the surrounding area a little bit better than it was, but more than that, a place of gratitude. That's probably why I go to nature, is so that I can feel gratitude. Gratitude in myself for getting there, gratitude in this beautiful place that has been preserved, and that I get to be there, that I, this human, am just a blip of this tree's life, that I get to be there and commune and communicate and can just be filled up. Oh my gosh, I could probably talk about nature forever and ever. I absolutely love it. If you can get to nature and feel her warmth, feel her embrace and her love for you, that is probably my hope for anybody and everybody in the world, is that you can find a space in Mother Nature where you feel held and supported. Do that. The amount of healing I have felt from Mother Nature has been exponential. It's been absolutely amazing every time I go. I have another experience that I was just reminded of that I get to share. And this was another move experience. And we were moving cross country from New York State to Nevada. And oh my gosh, so me, my husband, and my two kids all went through getting the flu, throwing up flu, and we were driving cross country. And we each got it on separate legs, so nobody got it at the same time. It was just different destinations that we got to. And I got it in Kansas, and I was so ill. I was not feeling well at all. And it got to the point where I couldn't keep anything down, nothing would stay down, and it was very, I just did not feel yummy at all. It was not good. And I had reached out to people, and someone told me to just allow it to go through me, to move through me, and that this is everything that I'm releasing, and that it's okay. And at one point I got up and I went outside to the grass and to the trees, and I just gave it to Mother Nature. And I did one last nice big purge, and that was it. And I just talked to her and I said, please take this from me. Please give me something in return. I'm giving you my sickness. I'm giving you what doesn't feel good. And in return, I just ask that I be healthy, that I get taken care of, that I embrace your connection. And I think I probably said some other words that I don't even remember right now. All I know is that as soon as I asked Mother Nature to take this from me, she did. I let it go, and I didn't throw up again, and it was amazing. It was like a miracle. Like, I don't even know how to explain this. If anybody has felt what it feels like to connect with nature in a way that feels really, it was so personal. It was personal, and I felt cared for. I felt 100% cared for, that I was being heard. And this is what my hope is for anybody listening and tuning in, is that you can know that Mother Nature cares for you, that she, Mother Earth, cares for you, that she cares for her beings on her planet. She does. I don't have anything else to even elaborate on that. She just does. She does, she does, she does. So, with all of that being said, I hope that you get something out of this, with even if it's just to go be with a tree today. That is my prayer. That is my hope for you all listening and tuning in. I am so grateful to be a voice and to share my experiences with you, and for some of my favorite things, and one of them being nature. Go get out in nature, go be with her, go connect with her, go talk to her, go feel her living things, and I hope you have a most beautiful, magical Monday. Thank you, thank you, thank you.